Spirit, you're on Mornings with Pablo. This is Police Beats. We're our local police from Karratha Station. Give us an update on community safety and policing around the city of Karratha. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens in the studio today with Karratha Detective Carlos. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, Andy, we'll start with you. Online scams. There seems to have been a lot around at the moment, and phone calls as well. What's been happening?
There has been. There's a person who is in the Pilbara targeting the Pilbara people, and they're phoning up saying that they have a business in Headland and they have a lot of electrical items that they'd like to sell at really good prices. And if the people would deposit money into an account, they will send the appliances to them. People have been depositing money, but the appliances never appear. There probably never were any appliances to sell. So this is a fraud through telephones. People need to be aware that when someone calls you and offers a deal that is too good to be true, that probably is not true. And other scams are the ones that people know about from dating agencies overseas, where people send money in the hope that someone will come across to them. And another one is people sending unsolicited emails that include an invoice demanding payment. It's important for every business owner to check all the incoming invoices just to make sure they are legitimate. And if they have any doubt, phone the person whose contact details might be with that invoice to see if they're for real.
Yeah, I've had a couple of them sent to me, and they're incredibly sophisticated nowadays. I mean, it looks like a completely legitimate invoice.
That's right, and they might even have a valid company name that they've copied off the internet. So be very cautious, and if you think it is suspicious, try and contact the people, and at best, don't pay it. If it's a genuine bill, they'll contact you again.
Now, Carlos, you've got some great news from Tuesday night.
Yeah, Pablo, we do. You would know, and the community would certainly know, that we've been subjected to a lot of burglaries been happening since between April and June, mainly in that mill as well area. And we've been doing a lot of inquiry, and it's led us to arresting an 18-year-old Tuesday, and we've had him in custody. And what we will allege is that this fellow has done 32 burglaries and committed 28 stealing offences and has been active in all that time. So he's going to appear in court, and there's a lot of further investigations needs to be done in regards to that. We've recovered a lot of stolen jewellery, a lot of stolen property that yet to be claimed and identified by the respective owners. So we'll be doing some work around that with the community, trying to identify who that property belongs to. But it's a great result, and you know, it's been frustrating for us and the community, I would imagine, for all that's been going on in that particular area. But we've got some good news, which is great, and it'll go to court.
Now, are you seeking any more evidence or photographs or video evidence from the community?
Look, it's always great to we've received some great support. We've received some good CCTV footage out there from the community, which has been fantastic. So what we do is encourage people to come forward. If they have any other footage that they haven't given over to the police, please do so. And we'll be contacting and putting something else through media in regards to having people come to the station and possibly identify some outstanding property. But the message is still going on with the fact that we just want to, especially in the school holidays coming up, I know that Andy has talked about a lot about houses and making sure that we do what we can to secure everything, because we just don't want them to have that opportunity to get in. So that message is still loud and clear.
Definitely. Stay vigilant, especially on the upcoming couple of weeks off for school holidays. And Andy, one last message?
Yes, I just ask the people who have had their houses broken in and property stolen, if you would just hold off contacting us. We'll start to put images of the stolen property on Facebook and Twitter, and once we start doing that, that's when we'd like people to contact us. But give us a few days just to go through the huge amount of property that we do have on hand and prepare for that moment.
Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate North West Shelf Project, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Andy Stevens and Carlos, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pablo.